You're listening to a repeat broadcast of Soundcheck.
The sounds of the subway. We hear them so often that it's easy to take them for granted. But pay attention for a moment.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Once again, we're broadcasting live from the green space. And what you just heard was basically the raw materials for our song contest called Remix the Rails. On our website, we posted 8 clips of these ambient sounds from the New York City subways, announcements and dings and dongs and the beeping of MetroCard readers. What you're hearing now is what it sounds like inside a relatively quiet number 4 train. And we challenged our listeners to take these little MP3 files and make an original piece of music out of it. You could do whatever you wanted. You could transform the clips. You could add other sounds. The only rule was that your entry had to be an original song. And we got more than 30 of them. It was inspired by an idea from the Washington Post, a project that used audio clips from the squeaky escalators in the D.C. Metro. It was a good idea, so good that we ripped it off. And then promptly invited the Washington Post's music critic, Chris Richards, to be our judge for the contest. Now, folks following online can see on our webcast a nifty photo of Chris Richards with the arrow pointing to Austin, Texas, because that's where Chris is right now. He's at the South by Southwest Music Conference, but we reached him on cell phone just the other day to ask him how these two contests, D.C. and New York, stacked up. This is what he said.
They were a little different in that the D.C. Metro, you know, we were talking about the escalators specifically in my story and in the contest, and the escalators make weird, abstract sound. I knew instantly from listening to the sound samples that you guys were putting out where I was. I was in the New York subway system. You could hear the voice of the train operators, those pre-recorded messages, sort of the ding-dong of the doors opening and closing, the kind of whoosh sort of sound of trains coming into the station, that incredibly high-frequency brake sound. A lot of people really use those sounds creatively.
Now, we were not sure what we were going to get when we put out these 8 clips from the New York City subways and asked people to remix them. What we ended up getting was a really amazing assortment of musical efforts, and Chris Richards, acting as judge, has picked a winner, and here he is again to tell us who it is.
I picked Lucas Carpenter, who did a very wonderful kind of almost house-inspired dance song called This Is the Train. And of all the entries that I listened to, this was the one that kind of had me bouncing around in my chair.
This is the train. This is the train.
There were a lot of really kind of cool ambient pieces that really captured the mood of public transit, but I felt like Lucas's song captured the energy of it.
This is the train. The train. This is the train. This is the train. This is the train.
Stand clear of the
E train. E train.
Stand clear of the
E train. E train.
Stand clear of the
E train. E train.
Stand clear of the
E train.
That is our winning entry in Remix the Rails. It's called This Is the Train. And here is the composer, Lucas Carpenter.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So did you just use our 8 sounds? Nothing else?
Yeah, I did actually. I took the original sounds because I thought it would be cooler to just use the sounds that you guys provided. And there's so much you can do with digital audio. And I used the program Ableton Live and chopped them up, made like some drum set sounds and things like that. And I pitch shifted a bunch of things. And actually, the synthesizer sound you hear is actually one of the squeals of the train just being like, ee! And I took that and pitch shifted it and made a keyboard sound out of it and chopped everything up. Yeah.
Well, and how long did this take you?
A couple days, probably. Like maybe a total of like 12 hours, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I do a lot of I'm a composer, singer-songwriter, and I do a lot of sampling and things
train-based
like that.
Train-based?
Well, interestingly enough, actually, in my stuff, I chop up a lot of weird sounds, and I use a lot of eclectic instruments and things like that, and I'm really influenced by this kind of music, so...
Well, you know, there was a prize involved.
Ah, yes.
And I have in my pocket... a 30-day MetroCard, 30-day unlimited use MetroCard. Lucas Carpenter, you've just won WNYC's Remix the Rails contest. What are you going to do now?
Maybe I'll remix some barnyard sounds or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Lucas, congratulations.
Hey, thank you for
Lucas Carpenter,
thank
the winner of our Remix the Rails contest. And in a moment, Mike Birbiglia previews his new off-Broadway show, My Girlfriend's Boyfriend. He joins us live in the green space. This is an encore edition of Soundcheck.